I think you heard from Luke 15 last Sunday. You're going to hear from Luke 14 this Sunday. But that's okay. We're covering the Word. Announcement for you next Sunday. Intercessory prayer here in the upper room. Given that by Mary. Okay. Thank you for all the messages that we had in song this morning already. Commitment, do you know? Thank you. Yes, I will. I will follow. I will listen. The important part of what we're going to be talking about this morning has to do with here pretty good. And some of us have head blocks sometimes off when we don't want to hear what's being husbands, wives, children, grandparents, grandpas, all that. Sometimes we turn our listening off because we don't want to hear. So the important part about Luke chapter 14 has to do with our hearing. Check your hearing out. After we're through today, take a hearing test. And then after you take the hearing test, take the... Your hearing is being acted out and carried out in your life. I have some scriptures that I have given out to people. Microphones. Has one. I just want to let you know our sound people's problem. It was me. So,
on the Sabbath day, Jesus went to eat dinner in the home of a leader of the Pharisees, and the people were watching him closely. There was a man whose arms and legs were swollen. Jesus asked the Pharisees and experts in the religious law, "Is it permitted in the law to heal people on the Sabbath day or not?" When they refused to answer, Jesus touched the sick man and healed him and sent him away. Then he turned to them and said, "Which of you doesn't work on the Sabbath? If your son or cow falls into a pit, don't you rush to get him out?" Again, they could not answer.
Thank you. Healing a man on the Sabbath, which is a thing that most concerned about. They were most concerned about the Sabbath, not the healing. But let's back up a little bit that we're looking at here today. Here, where is Jesus? He is in a home of the Pharisees. How does it feel? Hit up, you're going to be watched like a hawk. You're going to be a... Now, me being on school board, I went through some time that we went running to school board. We had sessions in front of people and asking us questions. Why? What will we do? And that puts you on the spot. And I tell you, anybody that comes up to a along the way, but they also need to be. Board one of my questions was, you're a minister. Why are you running for school board? What for agenda do I have? Well, here I sit in front of some of my taxpayer customers right here. Taxpayer customers, yeah. We're all taxpayers, aren't we? Yes. But never. Oh, what's that? But anyway, here we have Pharisees at a table. And you know, do you ever hear of setups? I think this was a setup. This was definitely a setup. The Pharisees involved Jesus. They wanted to trap him. They wanted to see what he would do in different situations. So they were there. And of course, Jesus had an invitation. So if you want to look at what we're talking about humility. We're talking about invitations. For me here, we all like to eat, as far as I know. And also then, discipleship. Like to eat, the discipleship part is more of a challenge. You think about that. So anyway, was invited also. This man who had the dropsy, he was invited there by the Pharisees to. And while Jesus was there, I said he was. They were trying to trap him. What certain situations? Intently, as a dog watches a bone. And we're farming. People have pets. Up and you know how dogs react. You better getting away or you take a stick to move the bone. So anyway. And so he was being watched in on trap had said. You may not like that you're being watched. You ever think about that? Says something about this, 2 Corinthians 3, 2 and 3. Paul explains that we are letters from Jesus that all men, and these letters are not written with ink, but with the Holy Spirit. Not on paper. Think about it. You are being watched because you are the only Bible some people get to read. The only Bible some people get to read. What message are you giving? What is being said by the way your life is, by the way you act, by the way you speak, by the way you hear? We're talking about ears, hearing. We are the only Bible every week, and we see that the fact this guest to their meal, to eat bread with them, it was a disease that swells up the body due to the fluids forming in cavities and tissues. Some people say it could be COPD, congestive heart failure, whatever, something like that. COPD? CHF. Thank you. Thank you. We know what we were talking about. Okay, but this thing wasn't so much about the healing. It was about the Sabbath. Is it lawful to heal in the Sabbath? Is it lawful? Sabbath? The question was not healing, but more about on the Sabbath. So Jesus, we asked the question, but nobody said nothing. How many have you taught classes? Sunday beginning. Question. Come on, folks. No. So, we need to be answering situations. But anyway, here, the question was about the healing. Jesus said, Answering though, they said nothing. Because they were silent, Jesus took the hand of the man that needed the healing. And what did he do? And send him away place by direct contact. Think about it. Not all Jesus' things were done by contact, but this one was. No ceremony, just simply, man was completely well. He was immediately transformed, indicating his health appearance. Because if you read about this, you'll see that looking. So here he was transformed, indicating health had, he had regained his health. Jesus, Sabbath. And this is where it's interesting. He says, if you have a falls in the ditch, won't you pull him out on the Sabbath? Jesus, and undisputable. If you help animals, isn't it much more important to help made in God's image? All people are the sanctity of human. We are all. No, they reveal that themselves, who they really are, inhumane religious leaders. If they say yes, they would break their own laws for governing on the Sabbath day. They could not answer because Jesus appealed to something good in his accusers. And he says, you aren't brutal, cruel men. You will help. That need help. Now I Lord rebuke their attitudes. But did so by appealing to the best within them. Isn't that it? Calling them to be true. Not shaming men. Saving them. Think about that. Think about that. In the next of you take care of your animals. Take care of them? Yeah. Come out, even though you don't always feel like it. That might happen sometimes, especially Sunday afternoons or something. But you take care of your animals. But of course, no, we don't want to keep on that one. But we know to take care of them. Okay, and then we go on to where Jesus is teaching on honor, seeking honor. And that's in verses 7 through 14. Somebody has that scripture, please.
Now he told a parable to those who were invited when he noticed how they chose places of honor, saying to them, when you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in a place of honor, lest someone more distinguished than you. Sorry, my phone lost it. Yeah, I got it. Okay. Lest someone more distinguished than you be invited to him. And who invited both will come and say to you, give your place to this person. And then you will begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit in the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, friend, move up higher. Then you will be honored in the presence of all those that sit at the table with you. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. He also said to the man who had invited him, when you give a dinner or a banquet, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your rich neighbors, lest they also invite you in return, and you will be repaid. But when you give a feast, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you. For you will be repaid at the resurrection of the just.
Thank you. Here we're coming to a parable. What is a parable? You can answer that question. Okay, thank you, yes. A parable, a real life illustration. To give an example. Because you know, tell fanciful stories or imagine, as we do sometimes. He did not tell that. Jesus took real. And the beauty of that is, it's what people were living. It's what they knew about. He didn't go into a whole bunch of great detail or getting into a whole bunch of theology and things. He was giving them something that was real life situation that brought forth God's truth. And those that were open to hear your ears, his truth. In Jesus' time, very important. Back then, it was more important. Nowadays, it's still important at certain places. And just think, Jesus was observing this as they were coming in to eat bread. He was observing where people were going to sit. Interesting. A definite order of would show up. Now, our we have the closest people to the family and then there. But isn't it interesting sometimes that you have been to a wedding and you saw, and I would go to a certain place to sit because you get the good vantage point. Where if you got to some other place, but I know I think I've been asked to move sometime already because I got in a place where they didn't have name tags at that time, but it's still, you got to be able to move away from that. So, don't take the highest place of honor on your own initiative. In the Jewish life, the wedding party was one of the most social events that took place in Jewish life. Think about that. Weddings today in our sphere, Christian experience, always are and also of fellowship. One standing in their community is the Bible tells us not to play self-promotion game. We tend to do that sometimes, don't we? We need to do as Psalm 75 says in verse 6 and 7. For exile either from the east or from the west or from the south, but God is the judge. He puts down one and exalts another. Puts down one and exalts another. Have you been in any of those places in your life? What to do? Take the lower place and then let God move you. How about some of you who may have flown already? I've heard people that done that. Person did a lot of flying, had all these mouths and get a upgrade. And then he wasn't flying as much. And he said it was pretty hard. He was back in the other part of the plane. He didn't have all these upgrades and all the extra they offer you when you're up there. So let God move you. Let God move you. And if you are sitting in the back, don't sit as if you're looking miserable. Let the people know by facial expressions that we don't belong here. But Jesus in Philippians 2:3 says, Jesus isn't merely teaching good manners, but a lifestyle that is in lowliness of mind, esteems others better than himself. The upgrades in life are very important as God moves us. May we joyfully embrace the lower place for which himself will be humbled. How many of us have phones here? Phone, right? That's what I thought. Just think what social media to all this. You can find out you want to know. A lot of things is posted. Social media has made this whole thing worse of exalting oneself, that you know what's going on in their lives, what's taking place, what Facebook, but once in a while about some things that are posted there. We tend to honor ourselves, and though the honor to Thomas of humiliation for the proud is one ultimately which will be fulfilled in eternity. In eternity. You know, there's times we desire to grasp for certain in our lives. We know how to grasp spiritual veneer. Now, what is veneer? When you're working, there's times that you may want to make something and your wood isn't quite good enough for what you want, or you want a different look, and you get veneer. It's very, very, very thin. And you can cover up a whole bunch of, you can take scrap wood practically and just make it smooth and away you go. What you're covering up, what wood is underneath. We may choose low place, act, and so others may notice how humble we are. Watch out for the subtle forms, because that can be very dangerous. Yes, working with an ear is a very challenging job. It can frustrate me sometimes. When we get our position by outward or subtle ways, think about that. That got me here. It was a... Now, hang on here, folks. But in our heart of hearts, in our heart of hearts, we know it was our own calculation, our own scheming, or our own grasping. May we remember some words from a George MacDonald: in whatever man does without God, he must fail miserably or succeed more miserably without God. Jesus was the subject. He fulfilled it perfectly. He deserved the highest place, the lowest place. But then he listened to this read for us from Philippians 2, 5.
Philippians 2, 5 to 11. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Thank you. Thank you. Jesus warns, and when we talk about hospitality, he warns about the danger of a guest list. When it comes to the guest list, giving a dinner or supper, do not ask your friends always. Jesus saw that his host chose guests because of the sense of exclusion or pride or lacking of love to others. Now, did some more, studied this more, said, don't habitually ask your friends to come to your house. You know, look at asking other people into your house. And I had to be reminded of what I was hearing this week when Texas is so cold. There was a he was willing to open up and let the people in out of the cold. And I was reminded that with Mary when you said this morning that that family in. But are we inviting those who could not repay something or the host? What are we doing? People in New York to a Super Bowl party. Time together. Opening the door for us to think about. Inviting those who can't repay. It's easy to limit it to certain friends. And you all have friends that you know that you can go hang out with at any time. There's certain ones that you go hang out no matter what. We're coming over. We're going to have a good time of fellowship. But help us to draw our circle bigger, to invite some of those who won't invite us back. There's something wonderful about giving a gift that can never be repaid because there's more blessing. Jesus said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. This explains some of the pleasure. Rejoicing in heaven. Angels. If you didn't study that, and let me know. But the rejoicing. It's God's party there taking place. And then Jesus tells a parable. The man at the table exclaimed, what into the kingdom of God? Other things that Jesus is teaching. And he said, wow. He was at the table. Jesus just spoke. You know about it? Marriage supper of the Lamb. In Revelation 19:9, it tells us, blessed are those who are called. Called, invitation given, invitation received. The certain man place. Speaking, and then the servant was thrilled. When the meal was ready, then they would tell him, now the meal is ready. And we know that we accept an invitation. Was a grave insult when you didn't come. When the excuses were made. There's some 34, I think, excuses. our fashion for and our tongue to excuse. Christianity is so true and person. How many first? That'd be interesting. I guess there's people want to buy something, and they see there's a land for sale in the Everglades, and they buy it, and you know what it is. The other thing is oxen. Wouldn't you try them out? Or you try it out before you say, my theory. But then, before everything else, it's back of an excuse is a lack of prayer. I can't come. I made up my mind. No can't come. That's I think we all going inviting all these people to come. Oh, we're not coming. Go quickly. And the streets and the byways and highways and beggars and crippled and lame. The feast will go on. So the Master God sent his Son into the world of need that God's kingdom has come. Yes, he was very unhappy, angry. People would not come, that they got stood up. There was more room. Go and frequent the place, more room. Because the Master wants the house full. Compel. What's the word compel mean? It means urgent desire to love them, to tell them to fill the banquet. If there are sinners need to be of our own quiet places and go in like Wall Street and High Street and Main and other streets in Mannheim and whatever zip code you come from, wherever you invite people in. Invite people in. Let our and tell those we live with, we work with, show us who is on the throne of our life. What he has done for you and for me. Think about that. This is a veiled reference that the Gentiles were also going to be received into the kingdom. Next, Jesus teaches about discipleship. There were great multitudes, and the scripture says, around. I like that. It seems. And what did he say to them? Let's hear from the scripture of 14:15. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I get ahead of myself here? Did we hear about the beggars yet? I think I covered that. Let's go on to 14:25.
Large crowds were traveling with Jesus, and turning to them, he said, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even their own life, such a person cannot be my disciple. and whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost if you have enough money to complete it? For if you lay the foundation and you are not able to finish it, everybody who sees it will ridicule you, saying, this person began to build a tower, wasn't able to finish. Or suppose a king is about to go to war against another king. Won't he first sit down and consider whether he is able with 10,000 men to oppose the one coming against him with 20,000? If he is not able, he will send a delegation while the other is still a long way off, and he will ask for terms of peace. In the same way, those of you who do not give up everything you have cannot be my disciples. Salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again?
Thank you. He says, as she read there, about loving his, as a disciple is a learner. They're a student of Jesus. And Jesus said that is like accepting an invitation, but there's more to it than just the invitation. The true disciple reservation, setting Jesus first. There's other relationships that are definitely of lower priority in life. And think about the obedience to Jesus, being sold out to Jesus. The word, and does not hate. Jesus found ways to love, not hate. It's a strong word. It shows how great inferences it is between. We see to Jesus and other allegiance to everyone else. Think about it. Disciples count themselves dead. We must go all the way. We must bear his cross. Your cross. If somebody was carrying a cross, they knew what it meant when Jesus was talking about the cross. They were going to be going to death. The idea of the cross suited to you. Come, follow me. Take up my cross. Do not the demands of Jesus when he presents the gospel. Only some facts sometimes or in the yielded life. Billy Graham said, salvation is free, but discipleship will cost you everything. A king going to battle. He talks about a person who's building. And I have to think of that years ago. If anybody knows Poplar Grove, there was a church there for years and years and years that was started, but it wasn't finished. And I had to think of that. I don't know if they ran out of money on that project or what. Say goodbye to everything we have. Entrust it and give it to Jesus. Given the demands of discipleship, don't be a lukewarm follower. Salt, lest it loses its flavor. As a believer, we get lost in assimilation of the world, and we lose our. And the preservative value, there is no use. Jesus. As a Christian, he or she are only you, Christ. Think about it. He who has to him, 15 here, gives us a lot to study, to live by, and to grow by. So at this time, let us pray. God of grace and God of glory, go with us. Draw us into your care to I prepared to come. Marriage supper of the Lamb. Be called into your kingdom. This time we're going to have a song. You can stand or sit. And they're going to be playing it for us. Sing along with it. I cannot come.